mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting during the day on shortwave at 9.985, at night at 3210, and of course the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Masses of news in this hour and your calls, several audio clips as well. In 30 minutes we've got some guests coming on to talk about how far along cloning, but also mutations, splicing humans with pigs, cows, goats, apes, monkeys, growing human embryos in mice. As long as they add some animal genetics to the humanoid creature, the human doesn't have any rights. The humanoid, the abomination, doesn't have any rights, so they can use it for organs and tissues. That's coming up. There's so much news, folks. Uncle Sam has his own gulag, Toronto's son, and the government's saying they're allowed to torture people and use the evidence in court. That's the Associated Press. Post-9/11 powers are turned on the American people. Massachusetts gets electronic gun fingerprinting. It's coming to a city near you now, a state near you. Navy investigating new set of Iraq prisoner photos. Shopping mall security guards in the U.S. are being taught to spot suicide bombers. And I've got a real inside scoop just for our listeners concerning Michael Moore and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll tell you about that later. That's on the websites. Right now, let's go to some of these great callers that are patiently holding. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Tim.
Good day, Alex.
Hello.
I caught an article over the weekend in USA Today when they were talking about the amendment for Arnold and more about Bernie Kerik here. A lot of them are reporting that he has a college degree, but no one is reporting from where. Is that some big secret? Is it from, like, the University of Austria or something like that?
Well, you know, that's the big joke here is, I mean, when the AP and Newsday come out and attack him and talk about more dirt than you can shake a stick at, and they just tell people, quote, look around, and I mean, he's basically a mob chief, okay? And we're going to go over some of that. It hooked in with the Saudis, covered up 9/11. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, here's Newsday. Kerik, nomination is a ticking time bomb. Dimwatch, Kerik is not fit to serve as Homeland Security Chief. AP, Kerik's life, not all an open book. I mean, it's amazing. But talking about that Arnold Schwarzenegger article, a cover story this weekend, USA Today, it says Alex Jones raises allegations that Arnold's dad was a Nazi. That's like saying there's allegations the sun came up this morning, or allegations Arnold is from Austria, or allegations that Bush was governor of Texas. Forget allegations of his dad. It's admitted fact that he said he admires Hitler, and then he goes and campaigns for Nazis. But I mean, look, now it's an allegation that his dad was a Nazi.
Yeah, they switch it all around. But it seems to me that Kerik would fit in with this group perfectly. It's almost like, you know, Bill Clinton's mother was an admitted known prostitute, and he was nurtured and raised just for this position. He fits right in. And another interesting thing, too, is Friday on CNN, they were interviewing Rudy Giuliani, and he said that there was no way that he could have, his quote was, I cannot be the Homeland Security chief. And I thought back, and I said, well, maybe that's because he was knighted by the Queen of England after 9/11, and anyone that's been knighted is not supposed to hold any position.
Yes,
of...
she knighted him. Good job. Well done, Lord Giuliani.
Yeah.
But it's worse than that. Giuliani's making hundreds of millions of dollars personally off of 9/11 contracts now. You know he runs a big security firm with Kerik. Did you know that?
Maybe Marvin Bush taught him the ropes, huh? From the
Marvin Bush that ran security for the World Trade Center?
Right.
Oh, you mean that one?
Yeah, that one.
They did a great job working together. They achieved wonderful things, didn't they? Thanks for the call. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, we're back live, my friends. And talking about this Bernard Kerik, the Saudi royal family toady, the 9/11 whitewasher, cover-up commander, all the corruption probes, connections to mafia, all of it, he's perfect. Got all this dirt on him, good little creature. But I wonder what's going to happen. You know, Giuliani did get knighted after 9/11, and everybody got promotions who helped block FBI and CIA that tried to stop it. Those that tried to stop it got fired or killed or demoted. I wonder if the globalists nuke a city or smallpox. So I can imagine all the awards they'll get. You know, even on the surface, quote, for not saving us, not stopping it, they'll still give each other awards, and we'll thank them. Oh, you're such leaders, how you responded to the disaster. They'll be like, oh, we're so sorry, we have to run your whole life and own the companies that are taking over the society and setting up the police state. It's so tough on us. Oh, killing America is such a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Let's talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Nice to talk to you and your audience. Basically, what this is kind of a quiz for you and a comment. And it's sort of a Jeopardy-style quiz. And I guess the subject is recent Bush appointees or proposed appointees. And the question is, who bears a striking resemblance to a cross between Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini?
I'd have to say, I tell you, the Kellogg's executive looks a little like that, but so does Bernard Kerik.
There you go. You got it. You won the contest, Alex.
Why? Because both of them do?
Well, no, but basically, I was thinking Bernard Carrick because I don't know the other gentleman you were referring to, but I want to...
Benista.
Yeah, I went on...
Benista, I'm losing my mind. What's his name? Go ahead.
But I went online, and I was checking out Bernard Carrick because I was curious about him and checking his background, and when I saw his picture... I thought, my God, this guy looks like a cross between Hitler and Mussolini.
No, I mean, he's a little bulldog.
Yeah, and I thought...
He's got the shaved head and a little Hitler mustache.
What better representation? which wants to accomplish? And also...
I mean, maybe that's how you get elected. You like Bill Clinton says, I'd like to be a dictator.
Yeah.
George Bush says it. Arnold says it.
Surround yourself,
oh, you love Hitler? My gosh.
You surround yourself with minions that look exactly like what the prior dictators had in their administration. But anyway, in a follow-up...
He looks a little like Heinrich Himmler at the same time, too. He looks more like Himmler, because Himmler had the real short haircut and a little mustache.
And I know appearances can be deceiving, but still, you have to sort of, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but you have to look...
Well, for those that just joined us, I mean, this is Newsday.
Yeah.
Carrick nomination is a ticking time bomb, campaign bodyguard to Rudolph Giuliani... Aaron Boy for the Saudi royal family.
Right.
Energetic exploiter of September 11th tragedy. He goes on and on. Go ahead.
But just a follow-up to one of your last callers that he was alluding to some kind of a college background that was sort of erroneous or nobody knew what it was. I read an article when I did my research yesterday, and I can't remember the webpage I went to, but it was a news story, and it said that Carrick mysteriously was able to be appointed as police chief without any college background whatsoever, but... And the telling thing was that any police recruit that are sort of, you know, underlings trying to get into the system have to have so many college credits. Now, and so there was a lot of disgruntled things going on in the background on the part of potential recruits wanting
That's
police department.
That's so. Been raised. Thanks for the call. Great points, Bill. I'm hurrying through these so I can get to this news. Mark, where are you calling us from?
Nevada.
Welcome.
Minnesota. In fact, it's been a while since I've last called in. Relocated down here to Nevada in August, actually, and it was a pretty interesting experience I had, Alex, because I have never really watched television. And on my trip down here, I drove down here, and I didn't drive at night, so it was like four.
In hotel rooms and you watched TV.
Yeah, watching cable TV, particularly watching the news network.
And it was like watching The Outer Limits of the Twilight Zone.
It was like watching I'm watching like Fox News. Okay, just want to monitoring enemy transmission. And the big hot news stories that week. This was around the end of August. It was Scott Peterson and his mistress, who I'm sure every Republican knows the name of now. Oprah, she was on jury duty. Michael Jackson, Kobe Bryant, Olympic athlete, supposed nude and Playboy. This is Fox News. And then I really had to shut it off when Fox News did a big special on a porn star. And I'm thinking to myself...
This is Christian conservatism.
You look
at Fox programming, it is the most family-destroying bilge.
Yeah.
And the neo-Christian leaders, it's of the Lord, it's of the Lord, it's of the Lord.
Yeah,
it's all of the Lord.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, this is, tabloid television. And then when I finally got down in Nevada, I happened to be going through the stations again. And guess what? They have the editor from the National Enquirer on Fox News to talk about Scott Peterson case.
And when they're not doing that, it's how great Arnold is. But look, it's not just Fox. It's the other channels, too.
Yeah.
But, Fox is like a cartoon. You watch it, and it's like, Elcott is pretty evil about to get you, but Lord Bush wants to save you. So conservative. Alberto Gonzalez is conservative.
By the way, real quick, there was actually one thing from August, from around that time, that was all over the news that I planned on calling in to your show about, but I've been so busy
working. You better finish up, because I got other callers.
Okay, Chalabi, I don't know if you recollect, but, I'm trying to get this right. Didn't supposedly
he's a convicted bank robber, torture master in Iran.
In August, after he said that thing about, this shows that, I'm not with the Americans when they did that little stage thing on his house.
Yeah.
He ran over to Iran, and then the new U.S.-led, Rand government, the little...
You got to finish up.
They issued, supposedly, it was like an arrest warrant for Chalabi. And then it was all the news, Chalabi is going back to Iraq to face the charges. And he, like, you know, wanders back to Iraq, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm coming back. And then Iraq, the new little U.S.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Mark. I appreciate the call. I just got guests coming up. I want to get to everybody. Jason in, is it Arizona? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question for you, Alex. I have some friends around the Phoenix area and also in Tucson to do independent films, and they have access to, you know, like the screening room in Tucson and other theaters. And I was wondering, and I talked to my friends about it, running your documentary as kind of like a, I would say, an independent film format sort of thing. I was wondering if that would be okay to do. If
You know, you can air the video to crowds. You just can't start a national tour with it and charge for it.
Okay, because that's another thing I was concerned about, because I think they would charge unless I would put some sort of flyer saying this is a free showing and no worries.
Well, I don't care if people charge for the film to show. I'm just saying you can't then go around and nationally distribute it.
No, this is just like a local thing. And I was wondering if other people in the country have done the same thing.
Yes, hundreds.
Okay, because I want to really get it started here in Arizona and stuff and get the word out.
I would suggest you do is buy 50 copies from me and then sell them while you're there, too. That's something good to do.
Yeah, I've been making copies and handing them out to friends and stuff and things like that. I just wanted to be sure if that was okay.
Absolutely. That's my goal, is to get it out to people.
Because we also have all the equipment to do a TV spot, and I could probably I'm drafting a Arnold against Arnold commercial, and I want to send it in to you.
Oh, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. Folks, people have to get this to me in the next few weeks, and we've only gotten a few things in. Millions of visitors with only a few audio commercials and a few videos. Mail them to 3001. We're going to have a $2,000 prize for the best TV ad and a $1,000 prize for the best radio ad. You need to mail those to 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the best one is going to win the prize.
Because I figure since I have access to all that for free, then, you know, I might as well use it and help out in the cause.
Yeah, but people better get on that now. I may extend the contest out another 15 days or something just because I haven't really been promoting it.
You know, even if it ends and you'd still run it just for the heck of it, just to get it out.
Well, we're going to run all the spots that are decent on the website, too. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, where are you calling from? I guess you're not calling from anywhere, Jim.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. Hey, how you doing?
Jim in Michigan.
Okay, welcome.
Yes, I have a question for you, Alex. I recently got the Dave Van Cleese film showing that it was impossible for a plane to have hit the Pentagon, and there was a witness even that said it was a missile. Well, all right, so the movie very clearly answered that one for me, but the question that I got is that we were told that those were all commercial airliners that hit the towers and that crashed in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think it's a worthwhile film, and it's gotten a lot of acclaim. I'll just tell you, I just stick to the hijackers trained by the U.S. government, Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry out 9/11, the owner of Building 7 saying they blew it up, Bin Laden being known, CIA, NORAD standing down, the CIA drills of running hijacked jets into buildings that morning to make NORAD stand down. That's the area I predominantly get into.
Well, this is factual.
Sir, I've seen the film. I've had Dave on. I'm simply stating that there's different angles, different ways to go at this.
Yes, sir. My question is though, is there a name list of victims who were in those planes?
Yes, there are.
Okay, that answers another question then, because if there is a name list and it wasn't commercial planes, then something happened to those flights and those people.
And again, that's why Dave's asking the questions. They're important questions. With my films, I stick to the things I can give clear answers to.
Good.
And so from both angles, it's great. Thanks for the call. Jim, good to hear from you. I'm going to come back and play this NBC clip about the implantable chips. Then we got guests coming on. Then later I'm going to play a clip about mercury from the University of Calgary up in Canada. Don't forget the website, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out today, PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
Dr. David Prentice, spokesman for Americans to Ban Cloning, is joining us coming up in the next segment. Give you some of the inside info on Michael Moore and Arnold Schwarzenegger, something I learned from inside a high-level Hollywood meeting. One of my sources, two of my sources, over the weekend. Just a ton of other news. Right now, here's a news piece talking about RFID, the radio frequency identification chips. Go ahead and roll it.
Kia Kalpak knows the hassle of carrying a purse and ID into a nightclub, but the idea of implanting a microchip under her skin as an alternative?
I wouldn't have anything inserted under the skin of my body. It just seems counterintuitive to having a nice evening.
Heidi, the miniature schnauzer, was found months after it disappeared because of an implanted microchip. With the Food and Drug Administration's blessing, hospitals prepared to implant the information-filled very chip under patient's skin to reduce errors. Now it's on to the big party on South Beach as the chip is envisioned as the new age gold key to the VIP room.
You don't have to pull out your credit cards, your driver's licenses. You're part of a team. You're part of an elite family.
Instead of your credit card being scanned, you would be scanned. The owners of Amica Loft, Lounge, and Discotheque currently make a copy of driver's license and credit card to start a tab. With the very chip and scanner, the club only gets a barcode and a signature to verify sales. The upscale club hopes to reduce both credit card fraud and the hassle on customers.
The thing was that people just don't know.
Amica partner Tony Guerra had to be sold on the chip, but his fears of Big Brother watching his patrons and the possibility of identity theft gave way to applications beyond the nightclub scene.
You can apply it to a bank or to a corporation that, you know, or something that involves high security.
The chip is currently the rage in clubs in Europe, and implanting it is currently free.
It is the rage in Europe? They can hardly get anybody to do it. People hate it. They have these chipping sessions, and four or five people show up who usually are employees, but they have that one person who's against it, and it's all just totally awesome, be the elite, be totally powerful. And it's wall-to-wall TV coverage. We're now into the third year of just every week, every other major network, every week covering it. Constant news articles, 98% of it positive. In fact, I would call that a negative report, even though it was overall very positive, because at least there was someone saying something negative. Usually, they don't even do that. Oh, you'll have this to buy and sell. You'll have this at the bank. Oh, this is a wonderful system. It's not Big Brother. How sick do things have to get? How more in your face? And then it's the rage. Everybody's getting it. Don't you want it? And again, about a month ago, they had a CSI or CIA Miami TV show where the girl has the chip and all the good-looking women have the chip, and don't you want the chip? I mean, it's just, it's in the media, in the popular entertainment, it's in the news. And then, oh, it's the rage in Europe. We better have this in Miami. That is just disgusting. And they're not going to stop. They're going to keep reporting it, 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 until we all get psychologically acclimated and used to it, acclimated. But still, I'm a kook because I'm against it. Again, I was a kook because I said the government had a plan to do this years ago because I had their own documents, and now they're pushing it just wall-to-wall, full-tilt boogie, pulling out all the stops. Selling us enslavement, selling us slavery, and they're setting up to do it to prisoners, to public school students, to special forces troops, to government employees, telling them, hey, you don't have to take the chip, but you don't have to have a job here either. Either you take it or you don't have a job. And then, oh, you're the elite. Oh, you're so powerful because you have it. You're special. You're VIP. One particular Army document in January of 2000 said, the public will accept it. We're going to push it as a fad through popular culture. They said that's one prong of the fork. One of the other prongs is security, making people in government and in high-security areas take it. And you see exactly all of these facets being used, being pushed. Imagine going and seeing a science fiction movie 20 years ago where the government is pushing, giving the public chips. You'd laugh at it. But see, yuppies, most yuppies, they don't have their own views. If the media says it's popular, they will embrace it. I've also predicted they'll pitch it as a rebellious thing to do. Ooh, your parents don't want you to have it, but you deserve it. There was actually a Time Magazine for Kids article a year and a half ago that said just that. You're trendy. You'll get it. Your parents are against it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in a minute or so, we'll be talking to Dr. David Prentice, spokesperson for Americans to Ban Cloning. I don't think the average American knows how far along cloning and chimeras, that is, splicing species, really is. Though more and more of this is beginning to come out, or that states like New Jersey and California have been passing laws to authorize all of these nightmares. Now, before I go any further, remember, I've made 11 films, and they cover the UN takeover of our national parks and sovereignty and the cashless society control grid that's going in. That's my first video, America Destroyed by Design. It's excellent. I've got my three police state films that show you what's happening to the Second Amendment and the police state that's being set up here in America. I have 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror, giving you the truth behind September 11th. My new film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, shows how Bush and Kerry had almost identical policies, just different rhetoric, and what skull and bones means to you and your family. And I've got deals that are going through December 20th where you get DVDs of my films as low as $5.95 a piece. When you buy one copy, the regular price, you can buy additional copies at $5.95 to give as gifts, the gift of unlocking a mind. So be sure and order today so we can ship it out to you via UPS so you can give it as a gift. Or feel free to buy one copy and make copies of it. I just want to get the word out to people. Call toll-free. Be sure and ask about the specials when you call. They can answer your questions. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We have the 9/11 special, my two 9/11 films, George Humphrey's 9/11 film, Eric Huffman's 9/11 film, and Paul Watson's 330-plus page Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order book for only $59.95. That's just one of the discounts. Or just peruse the secure online shopping carts at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the films via the secure online shopping carts there. But please don't procrastinate. Now, we're honored to have on Dr. David A. Prentice. He's a senior fellow for life sciences at the Family Research Council, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank, and an affiliated scholar for the Center for Clinical Bioethics, Georgetown University Medical Center. And his bio goes on for about 100 feet, so he's an expert on what's happening. Ph.D. in biochemistry from the University of Kansas and was at Los Alamos National Laboratory and the University of Texas Medical School, Houston, before joining Indiana State University, where he served as acting associate dean of arts and sciences. On and on and on ad nauseum. And you can check out the website where you can get more information at cloninginformation.org. We've got links to that at Infowars.com. Dr. Prentice, good to have you on with us, sir.
Well, thanks so much. It's a pleasure.
For those that don't know, let me just tell you a brief story in 45 seconds to open this up, to try to get past that culture gap of people still thinking we're in 1950s. A year ago, I'm picking up a pizza. My wife wanted pizza, so I drove down to Conan's Pizza, and I'm standing there in line, and a guy walks up to me and says, I used to be a fan of your TV show and radio show. But he said, you're a liar. I took biology in college. There's no such thing as cross species in mammals. There's no spider goats. And you're making it up. And I said, when were you in college? He said, 1973. I said, well, things have changed, sir. It's 2003. Now it's 2004, about to be 05. People, I don't think, get, doctor, how far this stuff's along. Please tell us about it.
It really has moved at a frightening pace, Alex. And the goats that make spider web in their milk, yes, there's a company in Scotland that actually made a bunch of these. The fluorescent green monkey in France, combining different genes. The idea of combining animal and human parts as hybrids. Right around a month or so ago, there were three prominent scientists who said, we really have to do this. It's the only way we're going to move ahead is to make these combined animal-human hybrids. This is being taken very seriously, and the science is moving very quickly.
Well, the chimeras, going back again to, what is it, Greek mythology, of, you know, three animals and one creature, you know, they admit pigs with human blood and organs. You talked about the jellyfish genes in the rhesus monkey, correct?
Right.
But again, literally, I have people with degrees call me, email me, and call me a liar when I've got the Washington Post posted on my website.
That's right. I mean, this is happening. It is very new, but it's been moving forward at an increasingly rapid pace. I mean, let's think about it. Dolly, this first cloned sheep, cloned mammal, was only announced in 1997. Now, about that time, I was teaching out of what supposedly was a current textbook that said you could never clone a mammal. Well, along comes Dolly and the little cloned kitty and the mice and the cows and so on. I mean, this is moving very quickly. This past February, we have out of South Korea the announcement of the first cloned human embryo. Now, there's no evidence that any of these sort of far-out groups like this UFO cult have actually been able to grow a human clone to birth yet.
That's the Raelians.
Right, right.
More of a PR scam.
I thought it was a great PR scam. Now a lot of people have heard of them, but there's no evidence that they've actually done it, but they want to do it. There's an Italian doctor, Antonori, that wants to do
it. We've interviewed him. He's serious.
He is very serious, as is the Kentucky specialist, Zavos. They're all serious. They want to bring cloned human beings to birth. But, you know, a more frightening aspect to me are the ones, a large number that want to clone human embryos to use simply as spare parts or as the new laboratory rat.
And they're talking about, and again, correct me, Doctor, if I'm wrong on any of this, you're the expert. They want to grow humanoids in cows to get them larger. They want to grow them in mice to use their parts. I mean, there's all sorts of wild stuff going on.
It is really wild. I mean, all of this sounds like science fiction. But, you know, we've kind of seen a progression here. We saw first, well, we're going to use embryonic stem cells. It's the great new cure-all. One dish will make any of these tissues you want. Well,
and then the dam just broke, and now it's, in Argentina, we got humanses. Now, I read that in the Associated Press. Is it true that in Argentina, they're splicing human genes into chimpanzees?
Now, I haven't seen that, but it's very likely. They put small amounts of human genes into mice, into rats. Why not into chimpanzees? There was a scientist at Stanford about a year ago who put a whole bunch of human brain cells into a mouse.
Yeah, and I saw that one.
Things are moving along, but, you know, it kind of moved from, oh, we're only going to use a few frozen, so-called spare embryos, and then we're going to, no, now we need to clone them. What we found now is, you know, they don't want to stop just with the little 7-day-old cloned embryo. They want to grow them later, and the problem is, you know, some of these places are, you mentioned New Jersey and California. California's Proposition 71 that passed this past November specifically would be targeted towards cloning. New Jersey, that probably has the most liberal cloning law in the world.
Now, for those that don't know, I've had people from the Center for Bioethics and others on, other doctors, and I've read the bill on air that passed, what was it, a year ago, and it clearly says the clone to birth or the clone to the ninth month, I mean, that is unbelievable.
Right. I mean, when we look at all this legislation, people have to be very cautious in terms of, you can title this, we're going to ban human cloning, but how do they define it? And New Jersey defines it as making that human clone and gestating it through the point of birth. So if you were to stop right there, take at birth, this young cloned human, and destroy it, you'd be perfectly within New Jersey law.
That is pure dehumanization. You reap what you sow. If we have this attitude about the human genetic family, I mean, there is. I mean, if it's already gotten to this point in New Jersey, I mean, it sounds like the bottom's fallen out of hell here.
Well, it is very frightening, Alex, to think that people even are dreaming about doing this and maybe planning to do this and starting experiments.
Well, Doctor, we all know that there's a lot of secret government programs that are 20, 25 years old that we don't even know about. I mean, if we're here, I mean, if we're, what, in England, 2 years after they cloned human embryos, they announced they'd done it. So isn't a lot of this stuff being done quietly?
I'm sure a lot of it is. A lot of biotech companies are interested in this. And again, they want to grow up. You may have heard the story about the headless frog out of the UK a few years
yes.
ago. Had a head, but they had engineered this frog genetically so that it didn't produce most of its brain.
So they then argue with humans, engineer a human without a brain, we can use the parts. Or I heard one doctor on TV say, well, if we engineer a human with some chimpanzee genes, then it's not a human and doesn't have rights.
Right. The idea that you'd have this human that isn't fully human, whatever that means, whether it's removing genes for brain or whether it's adding a bunch of animal genes. I mean, we need to call a halt here and say, look, we need to respect all human life.
Let me ask you a question, Doctor. I was at the Republican National Convention while Bush gave his speech. I was in there. And I'm a conservative, what you'd call a conservative. I mean, I don't compare me to these modern neocon conservatives. But Bush is up there, and he goes, I radically increase the funding for stem cell, but I'm also against. It's this double think of he's increasing the funding, but oh, I'm putting a halt to it. What's the truth?
Well, it was sort of a compromise. I mean, walking a real fine line, saying we're not going to use federal funds to kill more embryos, but we will give money so that we'll do research on the embryos that were already destroyed. And, you know, and I have some problems with it. It's kind of a good news, bad news situation. What that response was, though, is very defensive. All these people saying, hey, we need to do embryonic. What we don't hear is the truly good news is we don't need to do embryonic.
Because adult stem cell, I've read, is just as good.
They're better, actually. I mean, the embryonic, they've keep in mind, they've had mouse embryonic for over 20 years. they have not cured a single mouse in all that time. The cells, embryonic, have problems producing tumors. You have problems getting the cells you want. There are all these many terrible scientific
and
medical
problems. How are they going to get adult stem cells? Just get it from donors?
Yeah, I could give my own cells. In fact, in my lab when I was at Indiana State, I was the experimental animal. You take a tube of blood out, and we turn them into nerve cells in the dish. People do it with bone marrow, with brain stem cells. They've even found adult stem cells in cord blood and, believe it or not, liposuction fat.
Well, I've read literally 50 studies on this and had on a score of scientists saying what you're saying at the tops of their fields, like you are, doctor. Well, then why, then, is industry still racing to knock down all the walls and set the precedent to be able to do whatever they want with babies?
Well, unfortunately, I think there's an economic incentive here. You're not going to be able to patent my adult stem cells that you just give back to me to treat my disease, but you can. In fact, they have patented embryonic stem cell lines, and there has been a push over the years to patent even the human embryos, especially the clones. Now I can license them out for scientists to study, or I could, you know, make all of this money on kind of the new laboratory rat becomes the clone human embryo.
Well, Bush just went to the UN and said, okay, we're not going to push the cloning ban. The UN has now caved in on that. And then all these scientists came out of the woodwork going, okay, we've been doing experiments once they thought the coast was clear. Do we have any chance of stopping this?
Well, I think we do, Alex. I think we've got to, you know, redouble our efforts. We've had some good news out of this past election in that we've got more Republican senators, and we've always had a problem banning cloning in this country because it'll pass the House of Representatives, has twice with an overwhelming margin. Democrats and Republicans, pro-choice and pro-life people saying we don't need to do human cloning. Gets to the Senate, it's blocked. And Senator Brownback is going to be pushing that bill again.
Well, I think it's a federal matter, and I believe in the Tenth Amendment. But murder, if the states are carrying it out, I think the feds should get involved. Of course, that's like asking the devil to stop Beelzebub. But how do we force New Jersey and California to go, no, you're not going to have a human grown up to 9 months and then use it for body parts? How do we stop New Jersey?
Well, I think it does come back to the federal level. It comes back to passing this total ban on any use of this cloning in humans. The Brownback bill has to get through the Senate. We have to, you know, at the state level, then, there are a lot of states that are interested in stopping this. They realize this is just, you know, a crime against humanity to make cloned humans for whatever purpose.
But Schwarzenegger has said he wants to make California the leader. He wants almost no controls.
Well, and of course, they passed this $3 billion for the scientists, $6 billion payback, because California's got such a terrible credit rating. You know, they're going to see a blip in terms of people moving to feed off of that trough. I think we may want to see if they can recall budget initiatives just like they can recall governors.
Well, Morgenthaler Jones, the head of the Amend for Arnold movement, she's a big manager in biotech. It's been good for her. Just a side issue there out in California. Is a big part of the solution also public education, so people really know this is starting to happen, this is going on, doctor?
It's definitely that. As an old professor, definitely I feel it's an educational issue. People have to know there's a difference. There's embryonic versus adult stem cells. The embryonic continually have failed despite all the promises. The adult have treated thousands of patients successfully.
Is that because they're so unstable, the embryonic?
They are unstable. They're just kind of untamed. In a way, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing in the embryo, grow as fast as possible and make everything at once. Well, that's not what you want to treat a patient. I mean,
isn't there a danger in just this mass pell-mell manipulation of animal, plant, genetic lines and just random splicing in labs that aren't even level 3?
We have to be very careful about that. I mean, we don't really know what we're doing as we start to move genes back and forth. It has to be very, very controlled. Really should probably be level 4, and certainly any human genes ought to be level 4.
So you're saying this could give rise to some type of, I mean, let's say they were messing with two human gene types, and you know, in the experiment there was a flu virus involved. I mean, these are the type of things that mutate. I mean, what type of thing could we see rise out of this?
Well, you worry about some sort of pathogen. You worry about transfer of genes between different plants out in the field or between different animals. And let's focus too on the human. Trying to just change one out of 30 to 70,000 different genes and thinking we can control that. We need to take a breath, say, wait a minute, let's really think about whether we want to start fiddling with the human genome this way.
You know, I see it as the media's responsibility. I don't think they've been clear about how far along cloning is, and then that's why people on the street still are in denial. How do we get past that denial?
We've got to just keep hammering away. Shows like yours and others, even just mouth to mouth. I mean, look, just a couple of weeks ago, we had the lady in Korea get out of her wheelchair and stand. After a spinal cord injury, confined for 20 years, treated with adult stem cells, with cord blood stem cells. That didn't make front page news anywhere,
even though
it should have.
It doesn't. They try to use people's greed for health cures to get behind stem cell, embryonic, when exactly, I saw that report, but it was in the back of a newswire.
That's right, and this is adult stem cells that's working. The cloning hasn't worked. The embryonic hasn't worked. We need to focus on what's really working and stop fiddling around here.
Unbelievable. But again, you just said it. They can patent the embryonic. They have trouble with the adult. So it's a greed issue. Doctor, stay with us. I want to go to break and come back and tell folks about the organization you're part of and how we all get involved.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is... to use this disaster for a new world order.
A new world order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, welcome back. Final segment with Dr. David Prentice. And, Doctor, tell the listeners about the different websites they should visit for more information.
Right. As we said, Alex, this is an educational issue, really. We need to be informed. We need to know the facts. And two really good sites for your folks to visit, cloninginformation.org and stemcellresearch.org. Get the basic facts on the real difference, embryonic stem cells, a failure. Adult stem cells are the ones that are already treating thousands of patients successfully. This is where we ought to be focused, not on the cloning, which has failed, not on the embryo research, which has failed, the adult stem cells. We've taken our eyes off of what the real goal is here, to really help people with these diseases.
And we talked during the break about why the scientists are going for the embryonic, and you gave the answer.
Well, I mean, one aspect is the money. It's scientific and biotech corporate welfare, essentially just to do what they want to do for science experiments. They're not really looking at trying to help the patient.
And you also talked about, you know, kind of like a contest of who can create the most god-awful mutation.
Well, it is. They're not asking the question, should I do something? It's, can I do this? I wonder what would happen if I tinkered with these various genes and so on, kind of to be the first to do it. And it's like the little kid that doesn't want to be told they can't play with all the toys in the toy box. They just want to do what they want to do, irregardless of any sort of ethical or even practical application.
Now, the solution's obviously education, but what do we see coming up on the horizon legislatively? You say try to get that bill passed?
One of the chief things I think we need to do is when Congress starts back up in January, Senator Brownback is going to put back up his cloning ban, and it's a true cloning ban that bans all production of human embryos for any purpose. It's passed the House twice in the past. You can count on it passing again, but it always gets blocked in the Senate. We need to bombard our senators as well as our representatives with calls and letters saying, you need to pass this. We need to stop this.
What about getting chimera language added so they're not splicing all these humans with animals?
Well, I think you're going to see that kind of legislation coming up, too, in this next session, and we need to back that and just, you know, full court press. We need to stop this sort of abuse.
Well, it's like playing with biological weapons or nuclear weapons. I mean, we talked about that earlier, how dangerous this could be.
You really don't know what you're going to get. There's a real hubris here in thinking you can twiddle with one out of 30,000 genes and really know what's going to happen. We need to just set this aside. Let's focus on what will really help the patients, the adults themselves.
Well, that's, you know, that point you made about, and I saw that article, the lady in South Korea up and walking after adult stem cells being injected into her spinal cord, but it didn't even make the nightly news.
No, and she's not the first. There was a story similar, a lady in Brazil. There have been about two dozen patients treated in Portugal. Some of them testified in our U.S. Senate last summer, didn't make front page anywhere.
Because adult stem cells are going to be treatments that anybody can do, that can be a treatment that's developed and used, but if it's with embryonic lines, it's going to be special things owned by certain companies.
It is. We're back to that sort of economic incentive of patenting. And
isn't it funny that the moral treatment is what will actually help us, and that this evil thing isn't even helping people, but the establishment wants it?
You know, Alex, good science is ethical science. And the other stuff, people have referred to embryonic and cloning as the fountain of youth, but that water is poisoned.
Unbelievable. Well, Doctor, just amazing having you on. I hope to have you back up in the future. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think we just need to keep pushing the fact that we don't need human cloning for any purpose. We don't need embryonic stem cells. We've got the adult stem cells, the cord blood stem cells that are working in patients. Let's get people informed and let's get them activated.
Should people try to move also at the state level in New Jersey and California to block this stuff?
I think, in fact, in any state. In Texas, bill has come up in the last couple of years and hasn't been able to get through. We need to ban this sort of cloning of humans even at the state level.
Okay. Dr. David Prentice, thank you so much for joining us today. Cloninginformation.org. Take care. We'll be back with the third hour. Berkey White.